And we are on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. We are up to Tana Rabbanan, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 lines from the end of the narrow line, the last word of the line, Tanu. Tana Rabbanan, Shloi Sheniftu V'loi Ro. Three people looked and didn't see, meaning tried to see, thought they saw, but they didn't see accurately. Veilway Nevat, Yeravim ben Nevat's father, Nevat, who is that's why he's called Nevat. He was Shemim ben Bichri, he was Micha. Achitayvo is an interesting story. We'll be spending a lot of time in Achitayvo. Achitayvo was an advisor to David HaMelech, who joined Absalom's rebellion against David. David HaMelech has choice words to say about him. He was David HaMelech's close friend. He taught David HaMelech two halachas. David HaMelech is a capital in Tehillim where he talks about his friendship, his learning together with Achitayvo, Achitayvo teaching him two halachas. And then he turned into a mortal enemy of David HaMelech. He joined the rebellion of Shalom when the rebellion was not successful, as we will see later with Chushi Arki. At the end of the day, Avshalom committed suicide and killed him. Achitayvo committed suicide, that's how he died as a young man. He was like 33 or 34. Atzegine Parai. And the other ones that saw and didn't see, looked and didn't see, are Parai stargazers. Nevat, Ra Eish Yaitzis Ma'amasai. He saw a fire coming out of his private parts, which indicated to him that he's going to be a king. Now, the Rama says it was a dream, and so does the Ben Yoyada. Now, the Maral explains that the person is his manhood, so to speak, his ishius, that's how the Maral says, is expressed in his ability to reproduce, and therefore, when he saw it, Eish Yaitzim Amasai, he saw himself as a greater man than a regular man, and therefore viewed it as a sign that he will become king one day. That's how the Yad Ramah, the Maral explains it. And he misunderstood it. Why did he misunderstand it? Husaber il malach. The law he yiravim hu denafik minay. He took it as a sign that he will be a king. In truth, it was a sign there will be royalty out of him, and the royalty expressed itself in yiravim who became king. Rashi, husaber il malach v'chenis amit shevim b'michri v'kibitz kol yisrael elav. That's why shevim b'michri gathered all the yidden by right to limlach, and he wanted to be a king. K'dachsim b'mikra, like it says in the pasukim in Shmuel Beis Kapitul Chaf. Il malach is right. That was his mistake. He saw, he looked, but didn't see. Meaning he didn't perceive, he didn't comprehend, I should say. That's a better word. What should he have done? Not taking, I mean, if he's supposed to be king, he'll become king. There was no reason for him to have to act upon it as if he had to fulfill the prophecy. If this was a prophecy of sorts, because he saw it in the dream, it would have been self-fulfilling. He didn't have to.
You should have asked someone.
I don't know who to ask. I mean, I don't know who he was supposed to ask. I don't know. It doesn't say what he should have done. I'll let you speculate. My speculation is, if the Rebbeinu Tzim is sending him a sign, let the sign, you know, come to fruition. Don't try to act upon it. I don't think he was supposed to act upon it.
So it wasn't a nevuah.
It was a chalaim. It's definitely a me'ein nevuah. It wasn't wrong. It wasn't miss. It wasn't a miss. It was a sign that out of him will come royalty. That was the proper translation of it. It wasn't Nevuah. He wasn't a Navi. He wasn't a Navi. The Rai wasn't a Navi. He led a rebellion against David HaMelech. He's not a Navi.
What you think about during the day...
No. Nobody sees an Eishas in my Muslim. It's fact. The Gemara doesn't say that was it. Whatever. If you want to rewrite the Gemara, here's a pen and a paper and do it. But the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara says what he saw was true, but it was misunderstood. That's what the Gemara says. If you're right, the Gemara should have said it was a way. It was not true at all. That's what the Gemara says.
What I'm trying to say is how are you supposed to?
He knows these things. I don't. He knew he was. He obviously understood that there was a message to him being sent. There are dreams that are true. The Gemara calls Chalai Mechem Mishishim B'Nevuah. There's a whole sugi in Brachos about which dreams are true, which dreams aren't true. People fast in dreams. It's a thing called Tagus Chalai. Dreams are not necessarily a waste of food. Now, if a person views it as that, he might be better off, because then he doesn't have to worry about dreams that might frighten him. He'll say, who cares? Chalai Mishavi Daveru. He'll be better off. But not necessarily is that true. There's a whole sugi in Brachos about dreams that happened and carried out and happened in this whole two, three block progress about dreams.
Find it by Yosef.
Yeah.
One of the Shatan and Yosef is that he did all those things his way in order to have the Nevuah.
Yeah, Chamon could be a Nevuah. Chamon calls it Echa Mishishim
Ben Nevuah.
A real Nevuah, right. And he probably did. And he probably was. Yaakov Shamar, Avim Shamar is Hadavar. Right? I mean, obviously, Yaakov Vino also understood it as a Nevuah.
But he's saying he had to force the issue.
Oh, I mean, he had to force the issue.
No, that was a mistake. You know, when he was trying to force the issue, it was a mistake. And it's
I mean, he didn't force the, meaning later on, when it came to Mitzrayim, he did force the issue.
Shimon Schwaber, I told him that, but these clips are trying to force, not praise for trying to
force. It's a good Ara. I don't know the answer. It's something to look into. Achitaifu, Rod Tarash, Zarkul El Amasaf. Amasaf. Achitaifu saw Taras. Now, this doesn't say it was a dream, not the actuality. He had some Taras grow on his private part. Husaver Yu Moloch, and again, Taras is a symbol of royalty, which this is a little bit more difficult. Fire was an easier one. Taraz is a harder one. The shot I saw was that it separates people from society. Taraz is a separator. Malchus is a separator. You become in a same in a different league. Some want to say that it's Mitzayrus called Chavshi. The base of Chavshis, it says. And a Melech is a Chavshi. So again, a similar kind of thing. It's a separator. So he said it. The Lohi Shavu Iyum Maluch. The Lohi Basheva Bito Dinav Kaminai. It would be Basheva, his granddaughter. Bito doesn't mean his daughter. Means his descendant. That would be the mother of royalty, Shlaima Melech's mother, and therefore it was Dinav Kaminai Shlaima. Shlaima would come out of her. Yes.
Rev Margaret lives in America in 2011 and doesn't see the relationship between Saras and being.
Rashi, Il Maluch, L'chach Nazi Yayetz L'Avshalom. That's why he joined Avshalom. It's because of this revelation to him that there'll be royalty in his family, which was a true revelation. Again, it was not a wrong. He didn't read it wrongly. He read it in its application wrongfully, meaning it was a right thing that will be royalty. So therefore, he joins Avshalom because they should from Luchum and David, so David should lose the kingdom. Avshalom, but you go from David to Avshalom. And then, ultimately, it will come to him. Now, how is he planning that? So the Marshal says the following. Achitayful paskin for David HaMelech, Achitayful paskin for Avshalom, that he's allowed to live with Palak She'aviv. He paskin that they no longer have a din of an anxious ish, because since David HaMelech is Chayav Misa, his Kedushin is off from the Melech. This was his Psaq Chiddush. In halacha, that since David HaMelech is Chayav Misa, he no longer is considered married to his wives, which allows a king to marry Palak She'aviv. Why it's not Eishes Aviv is a different thing. We're not going to get involved in that now. So he paskin that it's Mutter. Avshalom went and lived with Palak She'aviv. If the rebellion would have been successful, Achitayfu was then going to take Avshalom and say, how can we have a king that does such a thing as living with Palak She'aviv, even though he's the one that brought it about? And through that, get rid of Avshalom and become king himself. That was, he came from Yehuda. He did come from, he could have been a royal, quote unquote, family. Except it's Malchus Beis David, not Malchus Beis Achitayfu. And his mistake was, the revelation to him was that royalty will come out of him. And he read it to mean he will be royalty. And therefore, he saw and didn't see. And the third one is, it's the Gine Parai. The stargazers of Paris. These are the Mema Riva. That was the story when by Shabenu, the rock. So at the end of the story it says, Hema Mema Riva. Hema Sharo, it's the Gine Pare the Toe. This is what the stargazers of Paris saw and misread. They saw that the one who saves Klal Yisrael will have be punished through water. So therefore they said, so they thought they could prevent Moshe from ever being effective by getting his downfall in water rather early in his life by throwing him into the river. They didn't realize that it was a future water. Period. Now, Rashi here contradicts Rashi and Chumash. The Mashal points it out. Rashi Amei Meriva, Sheba'avin Sh'amar Shimunah Hamayrim, Nanesh Leinichnas Leiret Yisrael. Rashi brings a medrash that since he used the word "listen, rebels" when he talked to Klal Yisrael, That was his Aveira by name of Riva. Rashi and Chumash learned that he hit the rock instead of stuck into the rock. Rashi here learns that it's Shimun no HaMayrim. The Mashal points out an apparent contradiction in Rashi. Now, when one learns the Parsha Memriva, I think there's 11 Shatim or something like that, that one can interpret the Chet. Our Chaim over there lists a whole list of Shatim. One of them is this, and one of them is Rashi's Shat. The only thing Mashal points out is that Rashi himself is bringing one Shat in Chumash and one Shat in the Sechus and Hedim. I saw one of the Achronim called Dei Shmula Achron, wants to be Miyashiv, I saw brought down, that because he did the chait of hitting the rock, that's why he deserved the punishment. But since Moshe Rabbeinu was a maver al midaisav, he was Michael everybody right away. So therefore, Hashem should have been Michael him. But since he said Shimun HaMayrim, so therefore he didn't earn, it's like a combination kind of thing. Again, Rashi and Chumash brings one, Rashi here brings the other. Mashal leaves it as a contradiction. Don't think my right. How do I know your Rav doesn't get Olam Haba? The Gemara Duchsiv, he was by Hashem. It was in the words of Hashem. L'chatas beis Yeravim, the sins of beis Yeravim, u'lahakin, and to eliminate, u'lahashmin, and to destroy him, li'al b'nei Adama. That's what the Pasuk says. So we say, l'hakin, v'olam hazeh, u'lahashmin, v'olam haba. The two l'shaynis are, one is v'olam hazeh, and one is v'olam haba. Rashi, we will bring a pasuk for all of them. For Shleishim Melochim, Baboah Jaitas, the three kings, and the four regular people. Now, the Rabbim is a tragic story, one of the tragic stories that we have in Nach, of a person who is a great person. As we will learn now, the Rabbim starts off as a great person, and a flaw in character dooms him to a terrible downfall, that he is listed as one of the people that don't have a chelak l'olam haba. And we will now spend time going through the story of Yeravim. Dr. Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Me'mazach Yeravim L'malchus. Now when they made the rebellion and the 10 Shvatim split up from the 12, right, just to recount history quickly, after Shlomo HaMelech died, Rechavim, his son, took over, and he asked his advisors whether he should make the tax load less, or should he increase the tax load. His older advisors told him that he has to decrease the tax load in order to get the people's loyalty, and he can worry about raising taxes later in his reign. And the younger advisors advised him, no, you got to show who's boss right away. You have to increase your father's taxes. You have to show them that you're not a wimp. You can do it. He listened to the younger advisors. Chazal fault him for that. When old people tell you to take something apart, that's building it. When young people tell you to build, they're taking it apart. He listened to his younger advisors, and Klal Yisrael rebelled. 10 Shvatim broke off. They took Yeravim and made him king. This was done Abinavi. Yeravim became king Abinavi. It was the will of Hashem that there be a split in the kingdom. This was the Ratzon Hashem. This was Abinavi. This was not a wrong rebellion. It was not wrong. Now, it was supposed to last 36 years, the Rishayim say. This rebellion was supposed to last 36 years, and then the 10 Shvatim were supposed to revert back to Malchus Beis David. They did not. It lasted till they were sent into the Golos of the Aseres HaShvatim, and therefore they are faulted for it in the long run because of what became of it, not the way it started. There's a Tshuvas Chasam Sefer that talks about why is there a necessity of Mashiach Ben Yosef before Mashiach Ben David. The Chasam Sefer says that since Beis Yosef, which was the 10 Shvatim, were ruled by descendants of Yosef by and large, since they did not return when they were supposed to, so there was a certain rebellion of Yosef against David. So first comes a Mashiach ben Yosef who gets killed, and then is followed by a Mashiach ben David to correct the injustice of Yosef not giving it back to David. That is what the Chasam Sefer writes in the Tshuva of why Mashiach ben Yosef precedes Mashiach ben David. Again, I'm just saying what the Chasam Sefer writes. It has nothing to do with this Gemara per se. So Yeravim becomes king not as a wrong thing, but as a schus that he was zeicha to be the leader of the Rabbeinu Shlalim's willingness to split Klal Yisrael into two on a temporary basis. And Yeravim is given the reign of kingdom. He becomes a melech, a king by Apinavi, not a king that makes a rebellion. A king, Alpi Navi. Why is he the one that Zeicha? What propelled him to Malchus? Now you can't say Schus Avis, his father was Sheva ben Bichri. He's not, his father is not earning him Malchus. Why is he the one that's Melech? So the Gemara Meshachiach Shleima. He gave Shleima Mutzer. Shleima did something that was perceptually wrong, as we will explain momentarily, and the way the Mepharshim explained it, and the Rebbim went over to Shleima Melech and gave him Mutzer. Told him, you're wrong what you're doing. And therefore, because he stood up to Shleima, when Shleima did something wrong, or was perceived as wrong, therefore, he was Eichen Malchus. So why did his Malchus go bad? Meaning, why wasn't that schus enough to preserve that he shouldn't make the blatant errors that he made at the beginning of his Malchus that doomed him? Because the mitzvah was flawed because he did it publicly. He should have done it privately, he did it publicly. It's a schus, it's a mitzvah, it gets a Malchus, but it doesn't protect him from his Yetzihara, from his character flaws as the Malchus goes on. He raised his hand against the king. What happened? Shleima bana samilai. Shleima built up an open area. Milai Rashi says one of the open areas. It seems that David HaMelech made many openings in the walls of Yerushalayim to enable people to be Eile Rego, easy, not to have to look for an entrance into Yerushalayim. So there were multiple entrances into Yerushalayim that David HaMelech made through the wall. Shleima came and one of them he closed off. People perceived it, the way the Mepharshim explained, even though Rashi doesn't say those words, that he was doing it for the sake of Bas Paroi. And therefore, Yerubim went over to him and said, your father made Aliyah Lerego more accessible, and you, because of Bas Paroi, are closing it off. And that was the Musa he gave Shleima, which was a very good Musa to give him privately. He did it publicly, and therefore, this mitzvah that got him Malchus could not offer him the protection from his character flaws. Sagar as parents ear David Aviv, he closed off the broken areas of the city of David his father. Amalai, he said to him, David Avicha parents mirtis b'chayim akdesh yalu yisrael l'rego. David made openings in the wall so people should go up the rego. V'ata gadar ta'isim k'dei lazis angari l'bas parai, to get workers. There's multiple b'shatim Rashi we'll have here for bas parai, period. My v'zash or harem yad b'melech. It says again, in a questioning manner, ask why was this done. That would be fine.
Not a questioning manner, in a covetous manner, can you give a moisture? I just say, what? He didn't question.
See, Rebbe wasn't some small student that is getting his wet behind his ears, that is trying to go. He was a person that was a big person. As the Gemara say later on, his Madrega and Tyra was unreal. So it's not a Talmud going to his Rosh Hashiva. Now, covered Malchus is covered Malchus, but when it's against Tyra, one has to rip, give the...
There's nothing really that we can take from this story. Other than not to be blitzed with it, not to do something publicly.
Correct. At least in my opinion. My bizarre Shaharim Yad the Melech. What does it mean, Shaharim Yad the Melech? It says it twice. Rav Nachman Shacholot Tfilos Mufanov. He acted as if there's no king. You don't remove your tefillin in front of a Rebbe or in front of a king. This is what we talk about in Rashi. It's brought even in Halacha. One does not remove his tefillin shoreish right in front of his Rebbe, turns sideways, moves to the side. Some learn it means one does not remove his tefillin shoreish before the Rebbe removes his tefillin shoreish. Once he does, you can do it in front of him. Others say, not, this is Shailon Halacha, we're not going to get involved now. But, whatever it is, he wanted to let Shleima know, as far as I'm concerned, you're not my king. And therefore, because of what you did. And therefore, he was Cholot Tzvilo B'fanov. Now, he had to run away, Yerubim. Shleima was going to kill him, Asmair ben Malchus. And Yerubim escaped, and spent the rest of Shleima Melech's reign out of Eretz Yisrael. Returned when Shleima died, and was asked to be king by the Navi.
Who has to get more?
I'm sure that Melech wasn't like a little nothing either. They were both massive Talmidei Chacham, so I don't know if that came into play. One has to give cover to a king. No, it doesn't say that. No, I don't think you can even say that.
What is the oldest that he got?
for nothing. Well, he ain't no talking about the end of the day. His einish that he got is that his character flaw, which led him down the slippery slope, as we will learn, was not prevented by the schus ha-mitzvah because the mitzvah had a flaw in it that he did it for Rab.
So that's
an einish.
That's the
einish
for...
The einish is that the mitzvah doesn't do its protection. It would have saved him from a lot of Gemara.
The einish to embarrass someone in public is Elul Chagolimbal, right?
That's if a guy does it on a constant basis, not pashtus one time. Not so simple that it's one time. Does not mean that he does it once. Pashtus.
That's what I understand. Other than Shlomo more than you are
I have no idea. I don't know. It's not a game this Gemara. It's a yeah. Okay. King has, could give cover to Tamid Chum. Can't. Depends when. Yishapet got up for Tamid Chum. There's many Gemaras that discuss this issue. Again, there's many Gemaras that discuss this issue. Depends publicly or privately. It's not. I didn't want to go there. It's not the place and time to discuss now who gives honor to whom. The Gemara discusses it in a number of places. Whether the king is allowed to give cover to Talmud Chacham, is not allowed to, is he obligated to, that's what the Gemara discusses. Privately, publicly, but really it's not the sugya here. I did not want to veer off into that area. Rashi. The Rashi, but they ma nanish shechich, I'm sorry. Shechich ha-shlemek is mefayish vazul damar David avicha. Like the Gemara explains. Ma nanish shechich ha-barabim levayishai, to embarrass him. Her experience is b'chaim b'gdeshiyalu b'yichtusum rebach. They should be able to come in. Rebach means spaciously. That's not the right word, but it means what? Yeah, but rebach means you enter without feeling confined. The opposite of confined, feeling of spaciousness.
Comfortably,
right? That would be the better word. After gedaritayis milasis in garya k'deshiyichtusu b'sharim leidami nichnas. Why did he do that? To force them to enter the gates, Rashi says in his first chapter, to know who enters, they live with mas lebas parai, to collect tax for bas parai. That's one shot. He brings it, I think, from Myri Rebbe. I think that's a memorized answer. Lishnachlina shesagar hasharim, he closed up the gates. V'asa migdal lebas parai alecha ben hasharim. He made a little tower for bas parai at one of the gates. V'kulam ayrim derech sham, and they all pass through there. They should be around to honor her, to serve her. If she ever needs any help, people are coming in Yerushalayim, have to pass by her house, she can send somebody out and say, the queen needs you. So we need some help. And everybody has to work for the king when the king asks. So it was a way of making sure that she has adequate manpower to take care of her needs. The Shnachrin of the third shot. So I rub Shlomo Elizabeth also Sazara. Shlomo used to close the gates of Azara, and he used to hide the keys in his hand. And kings get up very late. And therefore, Yisrael aimed the Azara. They couldn't get into the Azara to bring the carbon tumid, Achiyam and Hamelech to the king wakes up. She didn't learn of Teichas. You want people to do something for Baspari so she should get the keys for you, from you. It's not right. You're making Klal wait for the keys. Now, the Medrash brings down that it happens once that they brought the Tumid in the fourth hour of the day because the Shlomo HaMelech overslept and the keys were under by him and nobody could get them. But it doesn't say in the Medrash that it happens every day. Rashi makes it sound that he was giving Shlomo Musar for making this happen. Now, could be it happened that one time and he gave him Musar that one time. But the Medrash, and it says, they said testimony that the Tumid Shoshacha was once brought in the fourth hour of the day instead of the first hour of the day. The Medrash says, the Rabbi Yain and Brachas brings the Medrash, that once Shlomo HaMelech slept on with the keys and nobody could get them until he got up. And that could be the time that Yerav went over to him and said, why in the world are you sleeping with the keys and not making it accessible, and we need Bas Parai to get us the keys. Now, the Ragachever says an interesting thing that only the Ragachever probably could say, is that there's Yerushalmi somewhere that says that a Ger Taishav can't live in Yerushalayim. It's Sefta. And therefore, Bas Parai was a Ger Taishav. She wasn't a full Geiris. She couldn't live in Yerushalayim. So he had to make her something at the wall of Yerushalayim so she'd be as close as she can be without being in. So that's why Shlomo built it by the gate. That's what the Ragachever wants to say. So therefore, that's why the doctor built her house by the gate, because she couldn't live in the city, so she had to live out of the city, but he didn't want her far, so he had her right at the gate. That's how the Raga Chavar says.
Just now, I go, the people do that still know the keys all the time?
See, the question is this an all-the-time story or a one-time story? The Medrash Rabbeinu Yehuda brings in Bracha seems to say it's a one-time story. Rashi seems to indicate it was more frequent, and they used to go to Bat Parai to get it out of his hands, to get the keys for them.
Which was wrong with that, right?
Well, it is wrong in the sense that you have to go to Bat Parai to get you the keys. The keys should be available, so people should go into the Azara when they have to. And I'm talking about Shlomo HaMelech, I have to be very careful, but let's forget Shlomo HaMelech for a second. Let's say you had a guy at a shul to control the keys, and people come on time, and he comes 20 minutes late every day. It would not be a good setup for a shul to function. Or people want to come a half an hour early to prepare for davening or to learn, and the keys, there are no keys, can't get in. So, again, Rashi makes it sound that kind of a situation. Nothing my right. By the way, some are going to want to bring a ride from here to the Zemitzah Aliyah Lerego in Naiv and Givayin, where the Bama Gedailas were before the Beit HaMikdash. Which says David made openings in the wall, not referring to the wall of Yerushalayim, to the city wherever they had to go. But one can argue that David HaMelech was preparing for Aliyah Lerego in Yerushalayim. Where did he make these openings in the wall? Parshat Yilard, he made it in Yerushalayim. The question is, in David HaMelech's time, there was no Beit HaMikdash. Why were people coming to the Isle of Regal? So someone will learn that David HaMelech in the city of Noiv and Givayin, wherever the Vav Megidolah was, people used to come for Yonkos, and he made openings in the wall there. And your Rav was saying, look what your father did when they were Isle of Regal there, and what are you doing when they're Isle of Regal here? However, that would be a riot that there's an Aliyah Lerego for Noiv and Givayin, which is a major Machlokes Rishayim. However, you could learn that he prepared Yerushalayim for Aliyah Lerego by making more openings in the wall, not that it was actually used during his time. So it's not clear.
Well, why does Rebbe say only Lerego? Maybe it's for just bringing a regular korban to the bar.
Because the Rashi says Kedeshiyahu Yisrael Lerego. Because the Gemara says Kedeshiyahu Yisrael Lerego. I was reading a Gemara.
But you're going to bring it every day, right?
Again. Avikah Parat Spiritus Bekhaimah Kedei Shialu Yisrael Lerego. That's what the Gemara says. I can't rewrite Gemara. You want to know why he did it for that reason?
No.
Maybe the other days there's not that much traffic. Therefore, the gates suffice. When there's Aliyah Lerego, you need more entrances to take away the traffic jam. It's like Easy Pass. But Easy Pass relieves the traffic jam. Right. Dr. Gemara Veit. Amar Rav Nachman. Gatsus Haruach Shahayim Yeravim. By Yeravim. Yeravim's haughtiness. Tadasim in Ilam. What does Tadasim mean? How does he translate the word Tadasim? Banished him from the world. What happened? Shinemar. This is the story that started Yeravim down his fall. His fall starts at this moment. Vayomer Yeravim b'Livay. Yeravim becomes king. Everything's settled. 10 shvatim under him. 2 shvatim are under Rechavim. And now Yeravim perceives a big problem. It's going to come 3 times a year to Klal Yisrael has to go be Eile Regal. Everybody's going to go to Yerushalayim, including me. I will come to Yerushalayim as king of the 10 shvatim. Rechavim will be there as the king of the 2 shvatim. Halacha says no one's allowed to sit in the Azara except Malchus Beis David. Where that halacha comes from, we'll talk momentarily. I'll get there. Rechavim will be sitting as Melech Beis David. I will be standing. People will say, there's one real king and one fake king. I will sit down. They will view me as a Merib de Malchus. That's what the Gemara says, and we'll have to see what that means. And they will kill me. I can't have a situation where I can't be treated as a king when I go to Yerushalayim. Therefore, no one's going to Yerushalayim anymore. And that was his first mistake that led him down to the bitter end. Let's read it inside. Now, the kingdom is going to go back to Beis David. Why? And Yalom has had lots of welcome to Beis Hashem Yerushalayim. When they will go up to bring Karbonas Yerushalayim. The Shav Lev Hazal Deneim Rechav Melech Yehuda. They will return to Rechav Melech Yehuda Variguni. And they will kill me. The Shavu Rechav Melech Yehuda. They'll go back to him. Why? Amar, he said. Gemiri and Rashi learns here it's halacha l'maishim m'sinai. The ain yeshiva bazara l'malcha beis Yehuda, and the mepharshim speak out it couldn't have been that halacha l'maishim m'sinai was l'malcha beis David, because they didn't know David was going to be king. Right when Shmuel came to anoint one of Yishai's children, he didn't say I want David because we have a messiah malchus beis David. He said one of your kings. Let's go through all your kids. The messiah was that malchus had to come from Yehuda. One family in Yehuda was going to be Zaycha. So the halacha l'maishim m'sinai was the only ones that can sit in that zara are malchus beis Yehuda. It happened to be later on when David was the one that got the malchus, it turned into malchus beis David because that became the manifestation of malchus beis Yehuda.
What does it mean that don't let
sit? Exactly what it means. You stand in the zara, you don't sit. Now Rashi here says it's halacha l'maishim m'sinai. Rashi in Yuma says it's darshan from a perfect. Rashi and Saita's mashma, it's a three-way stira, that it's a rabbinic thing. The Rabbanan felt as covered Beit HaMikdash not to let anybody sit. Taisus and Zvachim is misupik if it's a deraisa drabbanan. The Rambam seems to learn it's a drabbanan. So again, it's a major argument, including a three-way contradiction of Rashi, where the source of Ein Yeshiva Lazara Malka Beit David Babat. But that was the rule. No one else sits in the Azara. If it's biblical, it makes it more difficult for Rechavim. If it's rabbinic, he's still afraid to break the rule. This is the rule. And they instituted it as soon as they built the Beit HaMikdash. No one sits in this Azara. It's either Halacha L'Maishim Sinai, or it's based on a pasuk, or it's rabbinic. Either way, he's in trouble. Why? He says, if they see him sitting and me standing, they'll say he's a king and I'm a servant. He is Sivna, and if I sit down, I become a Mayrid B'malchus. The Kutmali, and they will kill me, the Azlu Basre, they will follow him. That's the Brisker Rav's Kasha, I'm going to get to it in a minute. Right away, so he comes up with his plan, and we'll see what his plan is. Says the Brisker Rav, why is he Mayrid B'malchus? How sitting down, I'm Marita B'malchus. Sitting down is a rebellion against the halacha of Ein Yeshiva L'malchus Beis David Azar L'malchus Beis David Bavad. How is that undermining Malchus Beis David? It's undermining the halacha. So the Biskarab learns that pshat is that he brings two pshatim very similar to each other. But basically he's saying that in Yerushalayim there can only be one king. In Yerushalayim there's only Malchus Beis David. Acting royally in Yerushalayim is a rebellion against Malchus Beis David. And therefore, if he would sit down, besides violating the halacha of Ein Yeshiva of Azara L'Malchus Beis David Bavad, he would be undermining Malchus Beis David, because in Yerushalayim there's only one king. It can be a split. Abi Navi. It'll never entail Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is always Malchus Beis David. Or he says that even if there's other kings, there's always going to be a special place for Malchus Beis David. And by him sitting down and equating himself, that will be a Merida B'malchus Beis David. That's one of two pshatim. Either because in Yerushalayim, or even when there's another king, he cannot be equal to a Malchus Beis David. And by sitting down and equating himself, that would be viewed as a Merida B'malchus. That's how he answers. It says, they will kill me. By Merida B'malchus, nobody else kills him except the king himself. It's the king's order. And it's mashm here, if I sit down, they will kill me. Not he will kill me. Not he'll order it. They will kill me. Because that halacha that you have to maintain Malchus Beis David on a higher level is a halacha on all Klal Yisrael. It's not a Mayrid B'Malchus and Shechavim will be personally slighted. It's a Mayrid B'Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David has to be kept on a higher level. By him sitting down and equating himself, he's undermining that concept, and they will kill me. That's how the Mishka Rav explains it.
Yeah, but why do we need the halacha? Can't sit.
Because let's say the king's not there and you sit down.
But still more Malchus.
Not necessarily.
Why not?
Because you're not acting as a king. If a regular commoner would sit down there, nobody would be accusing him that he's trying to be royalty. Nobody would say he's trying to be equal. They would say he's dumb. He's tired. He sat down. He violated halacha. He's tired. There's big Shiloh Tyson talks about the kahanim when they eat kachim, they have to eat it in a royal way. Taisa says it's possible that they sat down when they ate the kutch. Because that's Avoida. The Avoida required them to sit. And therefore, they're allowed to sit when they eat kutch and kadashim. Taisa is the Mesupik in Yuma. The other pshat he says is they ate it in the rooms that opened up to the Azara, where there is no halach of any yeshiva bazara.
But the whole bar is only if the king is there at the time?
I don't know if he's there at the time or you act as a royalty. You're sitting down as a king, not as a person who violates halach. So when that happens, I don't know. But
just a favor, please. Each time you bring down these traces,
yes, Taisus is in two places. No, I'm giving you the daf because I looked it up. I saw it this morning. It's Kesem and Beis and Chafei Emet Aleph, two Taisus in the Yuma.
Don't give me a
last No.
Please?
I don't know it. But, so you can ask Rabbi Schatz, I'll give you the Ramah. Yes?
You can have a king, not from Buddha.
According to the Biskrav's first pshat, you can have this was Api Navi. The Navi made him king.
But after 36 years.
But this is before the 36 years. The Navi made him king. This happened year one of his kingdom. He was a king authorized by Navi. He was not Mered B'Malchus. The Navi told him, become king.
Chacham was the son of
Shlomo, yes.
So Shlomo is already
died.
Yes. And this was year one.
Yes.
Okay. So what I said earlier is about the Chashmon Noam. What did they do
wrong? We're really off the subject. The Chashmon Noam, according to the Ramban, did wrong because they were not supposed to be kings because the kingdom is supposed to be, they were supposed to return it to David's family. It wasn't up enough because they became kings. Why not?
I don't know if they had, I don't know.
Obviously, they could have. They didn't. And it wasn't a Navi that told them not to. See, a Navi has a right, we had learned this earlier in Sanhedrin, to tell people to violate the rules temporarily. So the Navi says, become king, even though you're not supposed to be king when David HaMelech, it's David's thing. The Navi said, do it. There's nothing wrong.
Oh, sure?
Yeah. That's what it is. So Yerovam did not do it on his own. He did not want, it is not his own doing. It's a pinavi.
So now he wanted to take it over from Beis David.
Now he wanted to avoid, fine. No, he didn't want to take it over. But he knew he couldn't take it over, and therefore he said, I can't be there. Because I'm there, I will be second. I won't be king. His haughtiness that did not allow him to play second fiddle in Yerushalayim caused his downfall. That's what Chazal is saying. His character flaw of haughtiness. I mean, basically, we're going to find this throughout. People sin because of character flaws. That's what happens. Their character flaws put them in a position where they cannot overcome a temptation because they have a character flaw. It could be in gaiva, it could be in taiva, it could be in whatever way it manifests. It could be in kinna. His was gaiva. These are huge people. These are tremendous people. This is not, somebody out in the street. This is a tzaddik that was the Gemara has to say about his Torah, unreal things in the Amud Aleph, when we get there. Mamaisa, he had a character flaw. Mamaisa, when faced with that Yisrael, he failed.
What should he have done? Gone in the...
Gone and be second fiddle. And if the Navi says he's king, he was not to worry about what people would perceive him as. He was not to worry, oh no, I'll lose my kingdom. It's not your business now. It's very easy for me to sit here and tell people what's the right thing to do. It's always easy. What? Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying anything wrong. I'm just saying, it's not like, it's easy to sit here and judge other people. It was obviously an unreal Messiah for him, and he failed. Right? Always say this. There are people that have terrible Messiahness, and they fail. I know they fail, because the Torah says they shouldn't have done what they did. But that doesn't mean I should be the one that judges them because I didn't go through that Messiah. I don't know what it feels like. People that go through a Holocaust and went off and left Yiddishkeit. They're wrong. There's no doubt they're wrong. But it's not for me to say. I didn't go through Baruch Hashem, I didn't go through no Holocaust. It's always that way. So, I'm not judgmental. Let the Rabbi Shalom take care of how he judges. It's not my job to judge. Can I say it's wrong? Yes, I can say it's wrong. Did Yerovam do wrong? Yes, he did wrong. I wouldn't say it, because I'll say it. Fine. Now I know he did wrong, but I'm not going to sit here and say, therefore, if I were there, I would have been better than him. I don't know. I'm not faced with those kind of things yet. We'll get there. It's coming up. It's in the chaluk. Rashi. Asamiloi. Achas mina purchase gadar. One of the closed areas, he made a fence. He built a tower for Baspari, the people that serve her. He stood words against the king, and rebelled. He should have turned another way from the Amos Machusai, the lap that Shlai Befun of, and he moved the Tulim not in front of Shlaima. He was Zafka, went in front of Shlaima and removed it. Not that he didn't turn to the side, he walked in front of Shlaima and removed it to show that I don't respect you as a king. The second shot says, one doesn't go with an uncovered head in front of a king. He did it to show that I don't view you as a king. Rashi says it's not a pasuk. Okay. So what did he do? The king sought advice. He made two calves. Now these are the Ego Hazavs repeated. Except in double form this time, two instead of one. What I mean to say, repeated, is that he did not believe that the ego is a deity, that the ego is God. The ego hazav in the Chumash is also not that they forgot about God and served an ego. It's they viewed it as mediums. They said, you can't go to Yerushalayim, we won't be able to go to Yerushalayim anymore, we are now new mediums how to serve the Rabbanu Shlalom. The ego was a medium, not a God itself. That was the difference between the ego, the agolim of Yeravim, and the rest of the Avodah Zarah that spread in Eretz Yisrael later on, that became real Avodah Zarah, that they served that instead of God. Here, it was not that. It was that they served the ego as a medium. It was, you can communicate with the Rabbanu Shlalom through this ego hazav. It's a much more enticing way to get people. It's a much more persuasive argument that you can deal with the Rabbanu Shlalom, but we are too far in distances, we're not in Yerushalayim, we will have a medium to represent us. That was the angle that they did in the Midbar, according to the Ramban, and this is that Golem of Yeravim as well. He did the same thing. It was a repetition of the Chait, as I'm saying, now that we're in Eretz Yisrael, those who can go to Yerushalayim, of course they go to Yerushalayim, they can deal with the Rabbanu Shlalom directly. We're far from Yerushalayim, we can't go there, and therefore we're going to have a different way of doing things, using the Shnei Egli Hazav, convenient way of dealing with God in your backyard, not having to go to Yerushalayim. Yes?
I'm not sure this is a question, but presumably the people knew the Torah. They knew that there was going to be a severe punishment for this. How? And also the conditions were not like they were Bavifar. How did he know that the people were on such a hair trigger that they would do this?
So let's see the rest of the story. It might answer your question. If not, I can add to it, but let's see what the Gemara says. So, Vayayim Aleim, he said to the people, Rav Lechem Aleish Yushalayim, it's too distant to go to Yushalayim. We're too far. Hinei Alehecha Yisrael, here is your God Yisrael, Shalucham Eretz Mitzrayim. Notice the same common language used in the Ego in Shemais. Vayasim Asecha Vebeisel, Vesecha Nasim Adam. Thank you, Gemara, my Vayivoy. Well, how did he get this done? What was his consultation? Amar Yehuda Shani Shabrashay Tzatzarek. He went at the grand meeting, he placed the seating arrangement, and next to each tzaddik he put a rasha. He knew which people were more susceptible to Avodah Zarah, he knew his people, and he put Rasha next to tzaddik. And he started off and he said, you guys crown me as king, or are you going to go along with whatever I do? You know, you're our king, we follow you. I want to be king. Sure. You do whatever I tell you. Will you serve Avodah Zarah? Now he said, will you do everything they said? Yes. He said, will you serve Avodah Zarah? You think he really means it? He doesn't mean to serve Avodah Zarah. Elements did the Gabbai. He wants to see how far your loyalty goes. Will you accept him? So they all signed. They signed that they'll accept him even for Avodah Zarah. They meant they will accept him as an absolute ruler. They didn't mean to accept Avodah Zarah. So he persuaded the people to sign. Now, he signs Avodah Zarah. The tzaddikim back out. but the tzaddikim's movement is weakened by the fact that their signature is on the paper, and therefore no longer can launch the proper mechah necessary, because whenever they claim you signed, you change your mind, you didn't mean it, look at the signature, it's right there. So he weakened their resolve and their ability to fight him. And we also have to add in here that there was a terrible Yetzer Hara by Avodah Zarah that we can't imagine. Gemara later on will say that we had it earlier, that they removed that Yetzer Hara. That at that time there was a terrible Yetzer Hara by Avodah Zarah that we can't imagine. He also, if I understand correctly, said that the times in the Midbar they had a more direct contact with Hashem. Now in Eretz Yisrael that they're not near Yerushalayim, this is allowed. So again, he tried to legalize, the tzaddikim saw right through it. They knew it wasn't legal. They knew it was Avodah Zarah, but by the time he had their signature on paper, it was very hard for them to mount an effective resistance. And he had enough Rishonim that joined him, and it carried the day that the average person who was not a tzaddik nor a rasha was totally confused. All the signatures are on the piece of paper. They say they didn't mean it, but I see the signatures there. Anyway, what am I to do? And therefore, he carried the day. That's how the Mepharshim seems to explain.
Is the medium still considered
a yes. The medium is Avodah Zarah. Because you're giving power to something else. The medium automatically has power. Some sort of power. And we don't believe in that. Hey, no,
Mubadah, yes. That's the explanation. I mean, the only way that it makes sense to me personally is that the inclination toward that was so strong that they were almost bent that way and just looking for the opening, and once it's open, it's open.
If there is a certain, I don't know if I would take it that they were looking for the opening, but their evil inclination, the inclination was so strong, it was a very difficult thing to resist, and once you, quote unquote, made it kosher, it was made it even harder to resist.
They all hear it. I mean, it's there.
A question is a good question. I think that's the answer to your question. What you're saying, that basically it was a strong tendency, strong desire. We don't have a desire to serve. So that we learned that already. They took away desire to serve. They woke up every morning hungry to serve, like we're hungry for breakfast. They woke up with a built-in desire to serve a deity. We don't have that. Today it has to develop taste. We can develop it for good, and we can develop it, people develop it for bad, or culturally or environmentally, but it's not a built-in. There's certain desires that are built into human beings. Desire to marry, desire to eat, a desire for money. These are desires that we don't have to develop. They're there automatically. Whereas, for power, whereas we don't have a desire to serve anybody. It's not a built-in thing. We develop it. And in those days, it was a built-in desire. They woke up with a desire to serve, and they had to channel it in the right direction. It was a very difficult thing.
And this man who was so concerned about his honor and his power and his life, he thought that this was the better bet. That he knew that, I mean, it could very well be that they would rise up and kill him for
right. Right. He, I guess.
But he knew.
He knew, number one. Number two is, this was not a... Meaning, this was his gamble that he was going to make it work. He wasn't going to have to submit his honor.
For him, this was the good job.
Right.
I don't get that. I mean, his bad, worst deed that was in Belgaiva, right?
Right.
So what is his gain that by saying Jehovah's...
They're not going to Yerushalayim anymore. He has to substitute Yerushalayim. He's not letting them go to Yerushalayim anymore. No more Aliyah L'Rego. Now, what do we do? What do you mean we don't go L'Rego? We got to serve the Rabbanim Shalom. We got to bring Kabbalah. We got to substitute. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shahai Shav Rashi is a tzaddik. V'amr lehem l'hamr lehem tell him echa b'beisel v'et elecha b'dan v'eskim mu'im ma'in they agreed with him. Amr lehem Rashi l'tzaddik. Sam k'dayt al-gabrak y'rav m'polach l'avadish k'chavu. You think he's going to serve Avodah Zarah? The Sunubai, he wants to test you. In Datenu Shalomim, in the Shratz of Adam, if we agree, he wants to see that if we agree with him. So let's agree. The Kachoyim Matzah Rashi L'Tzadik, Asher Kulam Chasumim, they all signed. Shemaya writes them that they want. The Shuvalachem Lachzabem. Rashi says they weren't able to change their minds. The Adramat says their changing of a mind was not effective. Once you sign, you can scream all the time you want, change your mind. Doesn't work. Meaning it loses its clout. You signed. You didn't mean it, you signed. No, the bottom line is, you signed. That was the way to react to my explanation. Achia Shaloni also signed that he would accept. He was a Navi. And he was misled. Again, he didn't sign that he would serve Avodah Zarah. He signed that he's willing to go with Yerubbaal's thing, power, because he was the one that made him king. He didn't, but again, he also signed. How do I know this? And the Gemara now says an unbelievable thing. There was a person named Yehu. Yehu led a rebellion against Achav. Achav was a terrible Ivan of Edizara. We will spend time on him later in the Perek. Yehu led the rebellion. Yehu killed out all of Achav's family by instruction of Hashem. He got rewarded for it. But he never got rid of the two Agolim. He got rid of all of Edizara besides the two Agolim. Why? What was in the Agolim that he didn't treat them like every other Avodah Zarah? The answer is, one of the answers is, Achi Ashalaini signed on this. Obviously, this is legal. He saw the paper of Achi Ashalaini's signature. So, this must be legal. Yehu tzadik rabba haba. Yehu was a great tzadik. You did good. To do what's right in my eyes. You did whatever I wanted to. You will have four generations after you that will be kings. Yehu's reign lasted himself. His dynasty lasted another four generations. Did not do the Tiras Hashem al Kaiso, the call of Vavay with his whole heart. Why? He did not remove Chatis Yerav, my Garmalay. Here is a tzaddik. Gavra Rabba, the Gemara calls him. Tzaddika Rabba. Big tzaddik. How could he not get rid of this? So the Gemara gives two answers. Amar Abaya bris crucibus fasayim. Abaya says his mistake was, he once said, I will serve Avodah Zarah. Uttering that out of his mouth, even though he didn't mean it, once you say a thing like that, he becomes susceptible to the unbelievable desire of Avodah Zarah, and he couldn't resist. Because he himself used the words, I will serve. Even though he did that as a trick, but he said those words, we're not supposed to say bad things. Saying bad things, Rachman al-Islam, can bring a person into those kind of things. That's bris crucibus fasayim. Shenema achav avarabal amat, yeyu yavdenu harbeh. So people, Achav just served them at his heart a little bit. I will serve it a lot. He meant to trick them, but it doesn't make a difference. One doesn't say that. And Rav Amar Chesamai Shal Achi Ashleini Ravata. He saw the signature of Achi Ashleini, and therefore he said, Achi Ashleini signed. How terrible can it be? Rashi. The Rashi, Rav Achi Ashleini told Medavid and Sabalins Yuna, see, they were just testing to see how loyal he is. B'chasam v'aysam aysam. Shnemer. What caused it? So we see that Achi Shloini mistakenly signed. Right. So that's what caused Yeravim's downfall. Dr. Gemara Weitzer. Because Yeravim stops Aliyah Lerego, so we now move on to the next piece of the... We're going to discuss Aliyah Lerego for a moment before we get back to Yeravim. The pasuk says, "The shachatos satim hamiku." Now, how does he translate that literally?
In slaughtering, the slayers went deeper.
Right. In slaughtering, the slayers went deeper. Meaning, because Rogel says, "I said it's a mitzvah saseh to go to Yerushalayim." If they don't go, they're violating an asay. They said if you go to Yerushalayim, they'll get killed. Meaning they turned going into Yerushalayim into a capital offense. I didn't make going into Yerushalayim in a capital requirement. I didn't say, you're mechuyev l'chayav l'regel if not a guy's chayav mitzvah. I didn't say that. I said it's a mitzvah saseh. They went and turned into Yerushalayim, going into Yerushalayim. If you go, you get killed. They went deeper to me. They made going into Yerushalayim into a much more important thing than I did. In the negative way. But they put a lot more emphasis on it than I did. All I did was make it a mitzvah saseh. They turned the mitzvah saseh into a capital kind of thing. We will stop over here. Hashem speaking in a navi.
They didn't
have a mitzvah saseh. Yeah, but a mitzvah saseh is not a chiyah misa. They turned the mitzvah saseh the other way. That if one does go, there'll be chiyah misa.